We are reminded when we read the gospel today, taken from St. Luke, when the angel Gabriel first appeared to Our Lady and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou amongst women." And Mary pondered what manner of greeting this might be. And the angel said, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bear a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He should be great. He should be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Jesus Christ is indeed the King of Kings. And his mother, Mary, is indeed the Queen. In sacred scripture in the Old Testament, this was always the case, that the mother of the king had a very honorable and high position within the kingdom. And so it is with our Blessed Mother. She's the Queen of heaven and earth. But when we think of Our Lady, we are reminded when she gave her Magnificat, she said, He who is mighty has done great things to me, for he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaid. When we read sacred scripture, when we read the words of Christ, how important it is for us to learn what is so pleasing to God. And what is that? Humility. Jesus said, "Learn of me because I am meek and humble of heart." Our Blessed Mother was so pleasing to God because she was the humble handmaid of the Lord. And if we want to be pleasing to God, we too must be humble. When we look at sacred scripture, how wonderfully God raises up the humble. As our Blessed Mother has said in her Magnificat, "He has put down the mighty from their throne and has exalted the humble." When we look at sacred scripture, how God is pleased with humility. When we look at our Lord and Savior, the apostles that he chose were humble fishermen from Galilee. And these men were going to convert the world. Upon these men, he was going to establish his church. And when we think of it, why did Christ choose the most unqualified people to spread his church? Because he wanted to show that this was the work of God and not the work of man. We know when our Lord was born in Bethlehem, who were the first ones called to the stable but the humble, simple shepherds? When we look at Our Lady's apparitions at Lourdes and at Fatima and La Salette, when Our Lady appeared to Juan Diego in Mexico in 1531, God is pleased with the humble. How important it is that we learn that lesson. Do we want God to bless our life? Of course we do. Then pray with humility and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. St. Paul, in one of his epistles, Epistle to the Corinthians, he talks about all the labors he went through to spread the gospel. He was scourged, he was stoned, he was shipwrecked, beaten, in prison, and perils everywhere. And then he had the anxiety of all the churches and in perils from false brethren. And then, as if that weren't enough, God allowed a temptation in his life. And three times St. Paul asked God to deliver him. And what did God say to St. Paul? "My grace is sufficient for thee." And St. Paul says that his strength is in his weakness. For when we are weak, we go to God and ask for his help and assistance. You know, all of us are children of our Blessed Mother. She's our spiritual mother. And children resemble their mother. how important it is that we all imitate Our Lady, especially her humility. I am always amazed at the people that come to a knowledge of the faith, especially in these times. These are very confusing times. And how many there are that are brilliant minds, they are so smart, they have so many titles after their name, and they do not have a clue what life is all about. And yet, there are people that are humble and simple that come to a knowledge of the faith, and it's a wonderful thing to see. They're men of goodwill, and when that opportunity of grace comes, they cooperate with God's grace, and they come to a knowledge of the faith. I have to tell you one or two stories here. We have a family from South Dakota. They are Sioux Indians. And they're very humble people. Good people, very devout, but very humble. But I have to smile. I'm sure when you get your bulletin, you look at the mass intentions, what they're for. We had a bulletin intention. The mass was for, his last name was Sitting Bear. Sitting Bear. And I had to fill out a certificate one time, sacramental certificate, and one of the names was Little Thunder. I thought, that's pretty cool, Little Thunder. And you never know when you're having mass, you don't know if Little Thunder is making some noise in the back. Little Thunder should have been renamed Big Thunder. But I was thinking about this, wouldn't it be cool to have a wedding? It would go something like this. John Big Cloud, will you take Mary Little Thunder for your wife, according to the rite of our Holy Mother the Church? I do. Mary Little Thunder, will you take John Big Cloud for your lawful husband? I will. That would be so neat. But they're very humble people, and we're very happy to have them. You know, we've been having confirmations. We try to have one or two during the year because I have to come back and teach this at the seminary and at our school. So during the summer, we go often. But I was just up in Canada, I believe in April, early April, and there's a lot of Polish people there. And the amazing thing about the Polish people is how Catholic they are. They have suffered so much persecution. Poland is right in the center of between Russia and Germany and has suffered so much between the wars, World War I, World War II. But it's a wonderful thing. These people have immigrated from Poland to Canada. They're at our church there in London, but very, very devout Catholics. And once again, they're very humble and very respectful. They have a profound humility and faith. But talk about Polish names and Polish people. I had a wedding in Denver in September, and I knew the bride and groom, but the groom's name, he was from Poland. And if you know anything about Polish names, they have a bunch of consonants and very few vowels. And like, how do you pronounce this? So I went up to Greg and his father, and I said, hey, I don't want to, mispronounce your name. How do you pronounce this name? And because there's so many C's and Z's in it, I mean, it can't make heads or tails. And I said, it's Kazmarski. I said, okay, everyone write it down. He said, Kazmarski. And I shook my head. I said, why can't you have a simpler name like Pivarunas? I mean, that might be a lot easier, I think. Lithuanian name. But it's a wonderful thing as you travel to see people who have come to a knowledge of the faith in these dark and confusing times. They're men of goodwill. And when their moment of grace comes, they cooperate and they see the light. It's a very, very wonderful thing to see. So my dear friends in Christ, today after Mass, we give the sacrament of confirmation. Let us remember at that first Pentecost, our Blessed Mother, as we read in the Acts of the Apostles, and the Mother of Jesus was there. When the Holy Ghost descended upon the apostles and disciples, our Blessed Mother was there. In all those key moments in the life of Christ, our Blessed Mother is there. She was the Mother of God, the incarnation at the Annunciation. The Word was made flesh in her sacred womb. She carried Jesus for 9 months. She gave birth to Christ in the stable of Bethlehem, presented him in a temple, found him in a temple. Jesus' first words were a response to his mother. Did you not know I must be about my Father's business? Jesus works his first miracle at the wedding feast of Cana. So when we think of our Blessed Mother, she is always present at those key moments, but especially at our redemption. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. As Jesus is dying on the cross to redeem us, Mary, the new Eve, our spiritual mother, is there suffering a martyrdom in her heart. And there she is, the humble handmaid. During the public life of Christ, when our Lord's preaching and the crowds are praising Christ, etc., etc., and we don't read of anything on Palm Sunday, Our Lady's not there, but when our Lord is suffering and humiliating death on the cross and being mocked and ridiculed and insulted, she's front and center, the humble handmaid of the Lord. Our Blessed Mother is our spiritual mother. She loves us. And I always make it a point, before I offer Mass, I ask Our Lady, please stand next to me that I might worthily offer this holy sacrifice. Whenever there's a very important thing I do as a bishop, I ask Our Lady to stand by me and help me and assist me. And I would like to encourage you to do the same, that your spiritual mother, the Mother of God, Mary, the Queen of Heaven and Earth, will intercede and be with you also. Remember always to wear Our Lady's scapular. That's your sign of your love and consecration to Mary. And she promised those who die wearing the scapular would not suffer the fires of hell. That reminds me, talking about scapular, I remember when I was received into the Brown Scapular. I made my first Holy Communion. And they had brown cords for the boys and white cords for the girls. And there was a lot of kids in our school. We had 1,000 kids in our grade school. So there was a lot of first communicants. And I was toward the end, and I looked up on the table that had the scapulars. They were running out of boy scapulars with the brown cords. And there's only like very few, and there's a lot of white ones. And I prayed real hard, dear God, help me not to get a girl scapular. And if I did, I was going to stuff it in my shirt as fast as I could. It's an interesting thing, the people you meet. I went to 1 year of public high school in Chicago. Rough, immoral, fighting, drugs, impurity, really bad. But I was in drafting class at my drafting table trying to figure this situation out, what to do. And there is this kid with a mop of hair. I mean, he had a leather jacket and a mop of hair. And I'm looking at the back of his leather jacket and there's something sticking out there. He looked like he was a biker from some gang. So I took my ruler, a triangular ruler that had different scales on it. I poked him in the back. I said, are you wearing a brown scapular? He turns around and whispers, yeah, I don't want to go to hell. Hand it to the guy. He's wearing a scapular. But the important thing is this. I don't know if you ever read the beautiful book by St. Alphonsus Liguori, The Glories of Mary. There's so many special stories. After St. Alphonsus Liguori explains different aspects of our Blessed Mother, he has stories at the end of each chapter, and they're fascinating. How the little things that we do for Our Lady, the little things we do to honor her, she rewards us tremendously, absolutely tremendously. There are so many wonderful things there, and let us not have a day go by that we don't pray our rosary. When we get up in the morning, let's ask Our Lady to protect us from sin. At the end of the day, before we go to bed at night, let's ask our Blessed Mother to help us to tell God we're sorry for our sins. You know, school's going to be letting out very soon. How important it is that all you boys and girls, you don't take a vacation from God. Remember, always pray your prayers. Always wear your scapular. Pray that rosary every day. Go to the sacraments often, confession, Holy Communion, because it's God's grace that's going to help us. And remember this, if we're going to be a success in life, if we're going to be having God's help in our lives, we have to humble ourselves. Those who are going to be confirmed today are going to become soldiers of Christ. The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. You're going to get an increase of sanctifying grace and a special sacramental grace to practice your faith. The Holy Ghost is going to lighten your mind and strengthen your will to fight the good fight. As soldiers of Christ, let us be, as Christ exhorted his apostles, a light to the world, the salt of the earth. After confirmation, we give you a slight slap on the cheek to remind you to be ready to suffer for your faith. When we anoint your forehead with the sign of the cross with sacred chrism, your forehead is the prominent part of your body that people see. Don't be afraid to show that you're a Catholic. Not just in word, but especially in action, to live your faith, to be a good example to all those who see you. And especially in this day and age, an example of modesty and purity. So those who be confirmed right after the last gospel, we're going to take our chasuble and take the maniple off, get the cope on, and then we'll intone the Veni Creator, and then we'll have the sacrament of confirmation. And those of you who are sponsors, remember, at the time of confirmation, please make sure you have your right hand on the right shoulder. And those of you who are sponsors, you're like a spiritual parent to those to being confirmed. Remember to pray for them and exhort them to the practice of their faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.